Today, Porter Christian Church joins together in spirit and prayer on this Lord's Day. Psalms 103 reads like this. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities? Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, he remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness until children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Let us pray. Our dear, great Heavenly Father, it is an honor and a privilege to be able to join together in spirit and prayer and song today, to praise your name, to hear your word proclaimed, to be a part of your wonderful family. We pray, Lord, that today is a blessing to all those that hear it, that your word seeps into their soul, that you remind us all to bless you in all things that we do, that we praise you in the storm, that we remember all the good things in the darkness. We pray, Lord, that you please bless this service and forgive us where we fall short. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
God has blessed me with a wonderful earthly father, being the wife of a wonderful father and a mother to another wonderful father. As we celebrate fathers, let us never forget our heavenly father, where all fathers come from. A father is a person who is forced to endure childbirth without anesthesia. He growls when he feels good and laughs very loud when he is scared half to death. A father never feels entirely worthy of the worship in a child's eyes. He is never quite the hero his daughter thinks, never quite the man his son believes him to be, and this worries him sometimes. So he works too hard to try to smooth the rough places in the road of those of his own who will follow him. A father is a person who goes to war sometimes and would run the other way, except that war is a part of his only important job in his life, which is making the world better for his child than it had been for him. Fathers grow older faster than people because they, in other wars, have to stand at the train station and wave goodbye to the uniform that climbs on board. And while mothers cry where it shows, fathers stand and beam outside and die inside. Fathers are men who give daughters away to other men who aren't nearly good enough so that they can have children that are smarter than anybody's. Fathers fight dragons almost daily. They hurry away from the breakfast table off to the arena, which is sometimes called an office or a workspace. There, with calloused hands, they tackle the dragons with three heads: weariness, works, and monotony. And they never quite win the fight, but they never give up. Nice and shining armor, fathers in shiny trousers, There's little difference as they march away each workday. I don't know where fathers go when he dies, but I've an idea that after a good rest, wherever it is, he won't just sit on a cloud and wait for the girl he's loved and the children she bore. He'll be busy there, too, repairing the stars, oiling the gates, and improving the streets, smoothing the way. Happy Father's Day to our Heavenly Father, and happy Father's Day to all our earthly fathers. Poem unknown.
There's a long black train coming down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. Tales of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black. Father and his holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if your ride is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your heart to let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and his holy. Sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory.
Long before their time. my questions, but you hear me when I speak. You don't keep my heart from breaking, but when it does, you weep with me. You're so close that I can feel you, and when I lost the words to pray. And though my eyes have never seen you, I've seen enough to say. I know that you are good. I know that you are kind. I know that you are so much more.
Let us remember to keep praying for the Lee family. Pray for strength and healing for them and their family. Let us also pray for our elders and our church family. Should any of the church family be in need, please reach out to the elders, Benny, or the deacon, and they will do all as they can as the good Lord allows. Today is a day celebrated throughout our country known as Father's Day. People across the nation use this time to show appreciation and respect to their fathers. How should we do that? Here are some examples of how to, not just today, but every day, right from the scriptures. Proverbs 1, verse 8 and 9. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. Proverbs 23:22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Proverbs 13, verse 1. A wise son heareth his father's instruction, but a scorner heareth not rebuke. But let it be known, fathers have a duty to their family. It is not enough to just exist, but one must move forward in the commands of God, being a leader, an example for their children. Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Proverbs 13:24. He that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. Proverbs 19:18. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And one of my personal favorites, Colossians 3:21. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. So as we spend this day, let us honor our fathers in the right way, and let today be a reminder for fathers on how to be your best with God's blessing. But of course, let us not forget the Father, our Holy Father, whom we all as believers share. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 30 and 31. The Lord your God, which goeth before you, he shall fight for you, according to all that he did in Egypt before your eyes, and in the wilderness where thou hast seen how that the Lord thy God bare thee, as a man doth bear his son, in all the way that ye went until ye came into this place. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18. Wherefore come out from among them, and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 5. Thou shalt also consider in thine heart that, as a man chasteneth his son, so the Lord thy God chasteneth thee. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 7. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? Hebrews 12:9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? During these hard times, let us not forget to do all that which is right and commanded of us in the Holy Bible. Let us remember to give God the glory in everything that we do, and continue to share his love. And while we may not be able to physically support one another with the current circumstances, let it not stop us from always praying one for another. James 5:16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Let us pray.
Our most holy Father, we thank you for being our Father, for the Father of all. We thank you for the blessing of earthly fathers. May we always remember how to praise and worship thee, Holy Father. May we always cherish our earthly fathers. May we always follow thy word, thy instruction. For Lord, your word is life. It is love and fruit for our very souls. Lord, we pray thy blessings upon your people. We pray for those who are hurting. We pray for the mourning, for we've suffered a great loss this week. But it is your gain, Father. And we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for thy comfort and for thy love and for thy everlasting Jesus Christ. We ask you, Lord, to please to bless our church family, to bless this nation, and to please direct us and forgive us when we fail thee. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Join hands with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm a part of the family of God.